There's one thing I must do. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you all tonight. It's a beautiful night the Lord has given us. Dios te bendiga a todos los que están escuchando en esta noche tan bella. Today I am with my wonderful wife, Gisela.
Dios bendiga a toda la radio audiencia que se conectan esta noche con el programa Liberating the Oppressed.
We've had a really long 2 weeks. All these hurricanes that are going by in our country and Puerto Rico have been destroyed completely, but the people back home are working, rebuilding themselves, coming out of the ashes, and working one hand with the other is very, very strong, and it's very, very rough what's happening in the island at this time. And after so many days, my wife and I were able to speak to our parents. De tanto tiempo después del huracán, hoy pudimos hablar con nuestros padres. Mi esposa pudo hablar con su papá. My wife was able to speak with her father. I was able to speak with my mother for about maybe 2 minutes. And she told us that everything was destroyed, but the house is still there. But all the food and the crops that we had was all destroyed. And my wife's family lost many houses. And her parents' house is still there. But it's really, really, really scary thing that's happening. But God is in control.
Amen.
And today I want to talk to you about when God is in control. La confianza en you. And it's the confidence in you. And even though our hearts are sad, aunque nuestro corazón está triste en esta noche, even tonight, because you can't do anything from here, you have to wait until they give the okay for you to fly down there and do something or go and help and reconstruct the island. You still have to wait. There's no mail available. There's nothing. There's no light, no electricity in the island for the next 6 to 9 months. No va a haber electricidad. No hay correo que tú puedes enviar algo. Y aunque estamos tristes con lágrimas en nuestros ojos, en nuestro corazón, nosotros estamos confiando en el Señor. And even though we have tears in our eyes and tears in our hearts, we have to confide, and our trust is in you, my God, Jesus, my Savior. Gisela.
Esto es un proceso. Mis familiares, todos están devastados.
This is a process. It's been a big process.
Todos hemos vivido momentos de desesperación, de tristeza, al no tener comunicación, porque pues lamentablemente en la isla se perdió todo. Hasta el Centro Nacional de Meteorología, el edificio, la NOAA, donde sirve para las condiciones del tiempo, fue totalmente devastado.
It's been kind of difficult, my wife is saying. We lost a lot of things out there. Our families lost a lot. But we are confiding in our Lord Jesus Christ. Even the hurricane station that's over there, the NOAA, has lost all its satellites. They had it there. There's no electricity. What we were saying, it's been devastating. There's no hardly food, and there's no gas. There's no diesel to run the generators. And I believe today was the night that one of the boats from the United States was able to get to Puerto Rico with their cargo, with their fuel. So it's been kind of rough.
¿Qué podemos decir? Muchas horas sin comunicación. Usted ha podido ver en las redes sociales, las imágenes son reales de distintos pueblos de nuestra isla. El gobierno ha hecho lo mejor que ha podido hacer junto pues, al gobierno de nuestro presidente, intentando volver a restablecer por lo menos la comunicación. Y agradecemos desde acá, desde la Florida, a nuestro gobernador los esfuerzos que está haciendo. A la gente que nos está viendo por Facebook aquí en la Florida, en el Facebook Live. Nosotros, mientras podamos unirnos como comunidad para ayudar a nuestra familia, lo vamos a hacer y nos ponemos a la disposición de convertirnos en puente de bendición para Puerto Rico. Aquellas personas, ¿verdad?, que estamos colectando comida. Yo sé que aquí en Estados Unidos también tuvimos a Irma hace poco y Irma devastó también aquí, pero también nuestra gente, nuestra comunidad nos necesita.
It's been really difficult, and my wife is saying that we have contacted an organization here that is it's providing a way to send products, cans, goods, bottles of water, Pampers, baby wipes. This is what is needed, like tonight. And we have directions that we are going to be able to send it to. At this time, we're not asking for any money. We are asking for canned goods. We are asking for bottles of water. We are asking for baby wipes, Pampers, over the counter, like Tylenol, peroxides. If you have unused metformin pills that you don't use anymore, insulin, needles at this time, because this is what's needed. Like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and we're getting the news now through communications from the islands, from my family, the ones who have been able to contact us. But tonight, we have an address that we want to send it. We want to say it over the phone, over the radio. And if you have a chance, and if God touches you, you can send it to this address that we're going to give you.
Nosotros tenemos nuestra página de nuestra comunidad, por lo menos de al pueblo al que pertenecemos, el pueblo de Vega Alta, que está haciendo unos esfuerzos extraordinarios para mantenernos en comunicación, tanto con la alcaldía como los servicios, ¿verdad?, básicos de primera necesidad en el pueblo de Vega Alta. Tenemos a nuestro enlace, nuestra hermanita Elisa Algarnaz, gloria al Señor, que tiene una página en Facebook que se llama Huracán María Vega Alta. Ahí puede contactarnos en las redes, todas las personas que estamos, ¿verdad?, tratando de colectar comida. Como dijo mi esposo, pañales, medicamentos, todo lo que sea para ayudar a nuestra población, familiares, amigos y hasta desconocidos. Estoy esperando que mi enlace me llame, quedamos de contactarnos ahora a las 9:10. Si me puede llamar, the direction of the
GoFundMe.
Page is GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe. El administrador.
The administrator.
Es Jesús Salgado.
Jesus Salgado is his name.
Jesús Salgado. Si me estás escuchando, Jesús.
If you're listening to me, Jesús Salgado, can you please give us a call?
Estoy esperando tu llamada para pasarte al aire. tenemos,
there's also a point in Miami. There's also a point in Orlando and Kissimmee. They're also collecting bottled waters. They're also collecting all first aid needs. So if you are in that area or you are traveling to that area, you want to stop over and collect, or you can call me at 706-414-5827. That's 706-414-5827. And I can give you more information on that after we go off the air. And we're gonna see that we can contact you. Si tienen algo para enviarnos, nos pueden llamar al 716-414-5827. This would be very helpful. So
el número de Jesús Salgado de las oficinas es el 407-501-1279. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, hello. God bless you.
Buenas noches, bendiciones, ¿cómo están?
Muy bien, Dios te bendiga. ¿Con quién hablo?
Habla con Jesús Salgado.
Ok, lo voy a tener que decirle en inglés, ok? So, discúlpame.
Okay. Oh, él habla inglés.
Ok, yes. We have the contact with Jesus Salgado. He is the one that is running this all first aid, canned goods, water, Pampers, all that is needed. So I'm going to put Jesus on, so let him explain everything. Dale, Jesus.
Do you want me to say it in English, yes. Spanish? How do you?
In English?
In both?
In both, if you can.
Okay, let's start in English. First, thank you for the opportunity that you're giving me to spread the word. We need the help of everyone. Why? Puerto Rico need us, our towns, our people, our brothers and sisters. They're going through a hardship right now that they need our help. Mm-hmm. We cannot wait for the government. I know they're doing their part. I know the army is doing their part. FEMA is working really hard, but we need to put our part too. We have the initiative of start collecting donations, food, canned food, water, clothes, everything to send to our towns, our people. Right now, we have 5 full pallets of water, 1 pallet of rice, and 1 pallet of canned meat that we need to send to Puerto Rico.
Okay. You need much more than that. Now, what I spoke to the medical needs, like medication for diabetics, Pampers, water, anything else you can say, just say it all out.
Anything that you can provide us, that will be helpful.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter just a box, just a can. We are collecting anything that you can help us with. I'm located in Kissimmee, but I know for sure that you have a lot of donation centers around all Florida, different states that you can go and donate food cans, you can donate water, medicines, you can donate clothes. But all these have a cost. You know, we're going through a hardship right now because the trailer that we want to send to Puerto Rico, it costs about $4,500 just to ship that container to Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And that's why we are knocking doors for people to start donating to us, to start donating to any other agency in order for that container to get to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I send you guys a link that you can go. We are not asking for too much, you know. If each person can donate $1, we can make this happen. Okay. I'm not asking anyone to donate $10, $20, $50, $100. It's just $1. If we have 6,000 people that donate $1, we can make this happen.
Down. You can send one down. Okay. Dilo en español.
Buenas noches a todos. Quiero darle las gracias de la oportunidad que me han dado de participar en su programa. Mi nombre es Jesús Salgado. Resido en la ciudad de Kissimmee. Tomamos la iniciativa de enviar un vagón, o si se puede, con la ayuda de nuestro Señor Dios, mandar más de uno, pues sería mejor. Estamos recolectando agua, estamos recolectando medicinas, comida enlatada, ropa, todo lo que ustedes puedan donar para enviar a Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico nos necesita. Puerto Rico necesita de las personas que estamos aquí en los Estados Unidos. El gobierno está haciendo su parte y estamos súper agradecidos. FEMA está haciendo su parte. Personas independientes están haciendo su parte. Pero tenemos que todos poner un granito de nuestra arena para lograr el propósito de la iniciativa que tuvimos de enviar este vagón a Puerto Rico. Ya tenemos paletas de agua, tenemos paletas de arroz, tenemos paletas de salchicha. Y necesitamos aún más, porque son cientos, miles de familias que están sufriendo ahora mismo, que no tienen comida, que no tienen electricidad, que siguen en la incertidumbre de no saber qué va a pasar el día de mañana. Tuvimos suerte, fuimos bendecidos muchas de las personas aquí en la Florida cuando pasó el huracán Irma, que se debilitó, por lo menos en mi área, se debilitó y no hubo muchas desgracias. Puerto Rico no pasó con la misma suerte. Puerto Rico, el 90% de Puerto Rico está destrozado, está destruido. Hasta el sol de hoy, es día sábado, y yo no sé de mis papás, y eso es fuerte, eso duele.
Yo sé cómo.
Te entendemos, porque nosotros estuvimos igual que tú hasta el día de hoy, que hubo comunicación tanto de mis padres como el de mi esposo, pero aún falta de mi familia, que todavía no sabemos absolutamente nada.
This gentleman, Jesus Salgado, he's saying what is needed. And after all that's happening over there, and
He's asking help, but he don't know for his parents.
He has no information of his own parents and his own family and what their whereabouts. So all those who are listening, we are asking for all who want to donate, and you can go to the GoFundMe, and the name is
Jesús Salgado. Jesús, ¿puedes dar tus teléfonos?
Sí, necesito, Jesus, I need your address, where are you located at, so we can direct all those who are calling or all those who want to participate and want to give a little bit and help the island of Puerto Rico, and a phone number directly to you that they can call you at any time. And if people say, hey, Pastor Rivera, I have 4 boxes of water and I can use my truck, and I'll use my truck to go over there. I'll go all the way to Kissimmee at night. It doesn't bother me. And I'll make sure you have all what you need. But I need an address. Okay?
Yes. We are located at
200
North Young Parkway. That's in Kissimmee. 200 North Young Parkway. That's Kissimmee, Florida. 34741.
Okay. That's 200 North Young. What was the address again?
200 North Young Parkway, Kissimmee, Florida, 34741.
Okay. I got you here. Okay. North John Young Parkway, Kissimmee, Florida. Okay. And your phone number?
You can reach me. From Monday to Friday, my office is 407-749-6549. And when they answer, you tell them for the donations.
Okay, donations. Okay, so your telephone number is from Monday to Friday,
407-749-6549.
Okay. Let me say it in Spanish. Toma,
para la familia hispana que nos está escuchando, donde el joven Jesús Salgado está colectando todo lo que estamos pidiendo, ¿verdad? Artículos de primera necesidad. La dirección es 200 North John Young Play, Kissimmee, Florida. Y el teléfono es el 407-749-6549. Repito, 407-749-6549.
Now, I understand there's a lot of churches in Palm City area, and there are a lot of pastors and ministers that are listening to me. I'm going to ask you, out of the kindness of your heart, let the Lord touch you. And you can call me personally at my phone number. It's 706-414-5827. And my name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. You can call me and say, listen, Pastor, I have a box of water for you for Puerto Rico and whatever. If your congregation wants to donate clothes, I'll go and buy, and it have to be in boxes. I can take my own truck and I'll take it down there. If anybody wants to donate a pallet of water, I'll pick it up in my truck and I'll go down there myself. So give me a call for all those people so Jesus Salgado can make this happen. And we pray, vamos a orar, we pray that he will have information of his own parents. This is a guy who's doing something and he does not know of his own parents, their whereabouts, and he is doing what no one else is doing, and we want to help him. There are 3 points: Miami, Kissimmee, and the other one is Jacksonville, Florida. We want to be in a go-between to even have to use my own truck. If there's someone else out there that says, Pastor Rivera, if you need my truck, we'll go, and you will help you transport out that all that stuff that you need to this young man, so that that box container can be shipped to your island. And we would appreciate it. And God will bless you in such a way. El Señor te va a bendecir en tal forma cuando tú ayudas de tu corazón. When you help in your heart and you don't worry about somebody recognizing you, God will bless you in such a way.
Y no te conocemos.
And this young man, we do not know him. We just got him by connections. Mm-hmm. Going through the internet and helping other people, looking for our own family.
Exactly.
And we were able to get in contact. Well, before you leave, I want to pray. I want to pray for you. Okay? Mi esposa lo ora en español and I'll pray in English. Okay, let us pray for him, okay? Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the job that many people are doing in the island, working hand to hand, 9, 10, 15, 20 hours a day. And they're working, hallelujah, and they breaking and these trees and trying to get through and helping people in the water, in the mountains, just to help out. We ask you that this young man, Jesus Salgado, that he may get news from his family that they're safe and that, hallelujah, that they're doing okay and they can speak, because he's doing this out of his own heart. He's not asking for money for himself. He's asking that someone may bless him and may provide this container, or the churches can come together, or good people around the United States or here in Florida can help him fill this container with first need things that hallelujah they need in Puerto Rico. And we thank you. Bless this man. Give him, Lord, what he needs in the name of Jesus Christ, so your name can be glorified around the world. And we thank you that in the midst of turmoil, you bring peace in the midst of a storm.
Sí, Señor. Declaramos, Señor, que en esta noche, Padre, Tú abra los aires, Señor, y donde quiera que se encuentre su familia, allá en Vega Alta, Puerto Rico, Señor, enviamos esta palabra, Señor, que ellos se puedan comunicar, Padre. Sabemos que las comunicaciones están difíciles, Padre, pero en el nombre de Jesús clamamos a ti, Padre. Y así como él, Padre, hemos podido convertirnos en canal de bendición para él, Padre, que alguien, Señor, se acerque a sus padres y permita que él pueda comunicarse con sus padres. Padre, bendecimos, Señor, la vida de Jesús Salgado y damos gracias. Gracias por su corazón, Señor, aleluya, porque gracias a él nos podemos unir para ayudar, Señor, aleluya. Te damos gracias, Jesús. Bendice a su familia donde quiera que esté, Padre, y que colgando con nosotros, Padre, reciba buenas nuevas de su Amén. Familia. En el Amén. Nombre poderoso de Jesús oramos. Gracias, Señor, te hemos pedido, Jesús. Amén. Amén. Gracias, Jesús.
Jesús, any final words before you, I have to continue before you have any final words?
Yes, thank you a lot. God bless you guys for giving me the opportunity to reach a lot of
people,
a lot of people out there. Quiero darle las gracias a ustedes por darme la oportunidad de llevar la palabra y de poder ayudar a Puerto Rico y ayudar a mi pueblo. Como ustedes bien dijeron, esto es de corazón. Esto nace. Esto no se hace. Amén. Esto es una ayuda que cuesta. Es difícil concentrarse, es difícil estar fuerte en este momento, darle fortaleza a los demás cuando a veces por dentro uno está destruido. Pero yo confío en Dios y Dios nunca me ha fallado.
Amén.
Y de la forma que nunca Dios me ha fallado, yo no lo voy a fallar a mi pueblo. Y con la ayuda de todos ustedes, ese vagón va a llegar a Puerto Rico.
Creo. Amén. Creemos.
Amén. Dios te bendiga. God bless you, and this will come through. We have a lot of good people around Palm City, Florida, and all the and we have in Stewart, we have Okeechobee, we have all these places there. There are Latin people, and not just Latin people. There are good American people here that in their hearts they will help. And I trust in the Lord that I get phone calls and I say, Pastor Rivera, this is for your island, not just my island. This is everybody's island, because today is them, tomorrow it can be us. Mexico also has been devastated. We have no contact with them. Dios te bendiga, Jesús. Thank you very much for being on the air with us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you too.
Bye bye.
We thank this young man, and this is young men and women all around doing what they have in their heart, what God has put in their hearts. Estos son hombres y mujeres que están haciendo el trabajo, lo que Dios le ha puesto en su corazón. Y él no ha visto sus padres, no sabe nada de sus padres. This young man has not heard from his parents yet, but yet he is fighting the good fight, and he says, I need to help out my island. And I understand that Mexico also has been devastated. We have no we don't have the right connections at this time, but if there's a GoFundMe for the Mexican people as well, we can, next week if you want, we can put it on the air, and they can call me, and we can get that connection working. God is good, and in the midst of your storm, God is in control. And that's going to lead me into our sermon. But first, I would like to put on one of our CDs, and I would like you to listen to this song, and God is in control. Diga Dulce Colón. Dios te bendiga, Dulce Colón. Manuel Soto, Dios te bendiga, tú eres grande, y yo sé que nos está mirando, nos ama mucho, mi esposa.
And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me. All my days I've been searching for someone who cares. And I I give my everything, and I will bow down to you now. My Savior, Lord and King, you forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh.
Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. He buscado alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. En mis días he buscado alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente. Todo de mí, vengo a inclinarme ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador. Me perdonaste, me salvaste, tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva, tu amor me rescató.
You rescue me.
This time I would like to go into the word. It's been a really motivating and stressful, but a very warming and gifting evening.
Queremos traer una palabra de esperanza.
We want to bring a word of that I know is going to lift you up today. And the word is found in the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms is, for me, it's very touching book, because it talks about David, and David was a warrior's warrior. He was a man of action, a man of devotion. He loved God completely, but he trusted in God. He had a trust. He had confidence in who was his God, who was his Savior. And in the midst of your storm, the midst of David's storm, wherever he found himself, he knew who was God. En el medio de tu tormenta, en medio de tu trauma, de lo que tú estás pasando en esta noche, el Señor te dice, yo soy, aleluya, yo soy tu Dios. Y David sabía y confiaba quién era su Dios. Let us look, hallelujah, in Psalm 142, verse 1 to 5. And the word, before we even read it, is quickly pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's about to be read. We ask you that you may bless it in the name
sí,
of
Señor.
Jesus.
Aleluya.
We thank you for what you're doing.
Gracias,
we thank
Señor
you
Jesus.
For everything you're doing with us here, using us, Lord, for your will and to bless all who are listening in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. Hoy el programa se titula Mi confianza, mi refugio está en ti. Amen.
Amen.
En la cita bíblica se encuentra en el Salmo 142.
Let us read Psalm 142, verse 1 to 5. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me. It is you who know my way in the path where I walk. Men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
Con mi voz clamé a Jehová. Con mi voz pediré a Jehová misericordia. Delante de él expondré mi queja. Delante de él manifestaré mi angustia. Cuando mi espíritu se angustiaba dentro de mí, tú conociste mi senda. Mira a mi diestra y observa, pues no hay quien quiera conocer. No tengo refugio, no hay quien cuide de mi vida. Clamo a ti, oh Jehová. Digo, tú eres mi esperanza y mi porción de la tierra de los vivientes.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Today we talk about storms and we talk about hurricanes, we talk about turmoil, we talk about being sad, we talk about being persecuted. There are so many things that are happening in the world today. And we ask ourselves, where is our God? Where is God, our Savior? Muchas cosas están pasando en el mundo. Hay huracanes, hay tormentas. Está viviendo en una tormenta y tú mismo te preguntas, ¿dónde está mi Dios? ¿Quién me va a salvarme a mí ahora? ¿Quién me va a salvar? Who is going to save me? You say to yourself. In the Bible, the book of Psalms, we find that David, King David, was a man of war. He was a soldier. And he knew what it was to lose everything, but yet gain everything at one time. He knew what was happening, and he said to himself, I know my Redentor, my God lives. Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. He knew who he was talking to and who he believed in. And we find in the Bible that I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. There are many people who are crying out and screaming, help me, Lord. Have mercy on me. There are many people in the island of Puerto Rico, not just Puerto Rico. Look at Mexico. They have 2 or 3 earthquakes back to back. There are so many people who have not been found. They are buried under rubbles alive, children, women, and men. Hallelujah. All these people are found dead under the rubble, and many are still alive, but they can't get to them yet. And you ask yourself, where is God now? And God is watching. And you scream at God and you say, God, why haven't you had mercy on us? Está pasando muchas cosas en el mundo. Mira México, que ha tenido 2 o 3 terremotos. Y hay gente que están vivo debajo de los escombros.
¿Dónde está tu refugio? ¿Dónde está tu refugio en esta noche? Es difícil. Son procesos que nos ha tocado vivir. No estamos para juzgar ni señalar. Estamos para construir. Amén. Pero si aún nos sorprendiera estas situaciones. Mire, cuando vino Irma, todo el panorama que se veía en los mapas meteorológicos daba miedo.
When Irma was coming, hurricane was going to come hit Florida. It was a Category 5 hurricane. And it was going to destroy completely all of Florida. And everybody was going, you know, the way I'll say it, was going crazy.
Sí, vamos a hablar honestamente. Y hablo en mí, de mi persona. Yo sentí miedo.
Yes.
Sentí temor por
mis
hijos.
There was a lot of scare. People were nervous. all over Florida because this was an imminent hit to Florida. But something happened, God had mercy, and it wasn't a direct hit like Puerto Rico.
Y traigo a memoria en los momentos cuando comenzó el embate.
And I bring to memory when it began to, the hurricane began to hit us.
Que en la casa no se escuchaba nada, pero cuando te acercabas a la puerta.
In our home, we didn't hear the hurricane inside our home. But when you got close to the door, you hear the screaming of the winds, you hear the water, the rain, and we live by the water. So I was so nervous because I didn't know if the water was going to come up or we were going to be flooded.
Se sentía tanto ruido a la parte de afuera. E inclusive llegamos a encontrar, ¿verdad? A ver pasar un cuchillo volando en el aire.
And in the midst of this storm, while we were inside our home, we were watching through the door, the front door. And we can see all the wind and storm, and it was particular because in the midst of the wind there was a knife, and it was flying through the air, and it stopped at front of our door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, God, you are merciful in everything. You take care of all your children who love you and who live by you. And tonight we want to talk to you about having confidence in your God, having confidence in God, your Savior, having confidence in the one who you accepted as your personal Savior, that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Y en medio de la tormenta podíamos escuchar las planchas corriendo.
And in the midst of the storm, you can hear the awnings and the metal things flying in the air.
Y hubo un momento dado en la madrugada donde hubo una explosión.
And in the midst, and even in the early midst of the morning, we heard an explosion.
Y dentro de mi casa yo decía, Señor, este es nuestro refugio.
And in the midst of our own home, when we heard this explosion, my wife and I, we all got together and we said, Lord, you are my refuge.
Y cuando comenzaron los truenos, los vientos fuertes,
and when the lightning and the storming started to happen, that was very strong.
Como nosotros declaramos que nuestra casa era nuestro refugio,
we declared our home as a refuge.
Comenzamos a hacer un servicio al Señor.
We started to have a service inside our own house.
Y comenzamos a adorar al Señor.
And we started to praise God.
Y adorar al Señor.
And we started to praise Him and say, Lord, Lord, you are our refuge.
Porque tú eres nuestro refugio.
Because you are our refuge.
Dios te bendiga, pero en Millie. Medio de la tormenta pusimos nuestra confianza.
Of the storm, we had our confidence in you.
En el Señor. Aleluya.
In Jesus Christ, in you, my Lord.
Y en un momento dado, in dije como el salmista, con voz estruendosa, Señor, ten misericordia de nosotros.
In the midst of our storm, we declared, you are our refuge, my Lord.
Hubo un momento dado que decía, Señor, se me va mi casa.
There was a time that I said to my wife, I said, well, the storm is going to rip our house apart.
Pero en medio de la angustia sentimos la paz de Dios.
But in the midst of our anguish, we had peace in our hearts.
Porque Él es nuestro refugio.
Because He is our refuge.
Y si Él dijo que Él estaba con nosotros,
and I said that He was with us,
Él nos iba a cuidar.
He was going to take care of us.
Porque el Salmo 91,
because Psalm 91 says,
dice que el que habita bajo el abrigo del Altísimo morará bajo la sombra del Omnipotente.
For he said, the Bible says in Psalm 91 verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
Así que no debo temer.
So I will not fear.
Porque el Todopoderoso,
because the Most High,
ha edificado el refugio,
the Most Almighty has done,
donde
the
mi
refuge,
alma se acalla,
where my soul will be at peace.
Y siente paz, aleluya.
And I will feel the peace, hallelujah.
Go ahead, papi. Pastor.
Yes. Hallelujah. I just enjoy when my wife just gets into the word. Yo me gozo cuando mi esposa empieza a hablar del Señor, because you can see that in the midst of our storms, our guidance is Jesus Christ. And we know we have no first hand in our own storms. En el medio de nuestros propios tormentas, el Señor ha estado ahí y Él es nuestro refugio. And He has become our own refuge because we have confided in our Lord. Hallelujah. And Psalm 91 verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
Podemos quedarnos sin luz. Puede irse el agua. Podemos pasar necesidad.
Yes.
En medio de la tormenta. Pero acuérdate que Dios es tu refugio.
Yes.
Y que Él no va a permitir que nada malo te pase. Y en medio de la tormenta que pasamos nosotros con Irma y Puerto Rico con María, podemos decir que en medio de la tempestad Dios se convirtió en el refugio de los puertorriqueños.
En este momento, this time, the phone number here is simple. 772-221-1100. My phone, my cell number is 704-14-5827. You can call the radio station and you can text us at this time.
Ustedes disculpen, ¿no?
Hallelujah.
Porque nosotros hemos tenido unos días bien ansiosos.
We've had a very stressful week and we were trying to get in contact with so many people to help some other people through our computers and our phones and helping other families get united.
Pero sabemos que es refugiarnos en el refugio perfecto.
What it is to be in a refuge that is perfect, and that is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Y en medio de la tormenta clamar al cielo y decir, Señor, yo no sé, yo no veo, pero tú sí sabes, tú sí ves.
But in the midst of our storm, we can say, we don't see, hallelujah, we don't see our Lord, but we know that God is our refuge, our fortress, our God. God bless you, Bekisha.
Y cuando Dios abre la puerta,
when God opens the doors,
y dice, okay, ya es tiempo de salir de tu refugio.
Now it's time to come out of your refuge.
Aunque no haya comunicación, la llamada llega.
Even though there's no communications, the phone call will come.
Pero llega.
But it's going to come.
¿Por qué? Porque estás en el refugio perfecto del
because
Nazareno.
Because you are in the perfect refuge that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Y tu oración
and your prayers
cubre
will be covered.
Cubre
cover
a tu familia.
Your family members.
Y eso es lo que ha pasado aquí.
And
por
this
eso,
is what has happened here.
Usted ve todos los puertorriqueños aquí y no puertorriqueños bendiciendo a Puerto Rico. Porque si algo tiene Puerto Rico es gente con corazón bondadoso, gente que quiere ayudar. Ahora mismo hay una brigada en México ayudando en los rescates, porque así somos los puertorriqueños.
De Puerto Rico, we have people from Puerto Rico that were sent over to Mexico to help in the rescue there. We have people from Japan, we have people from Germany, we have people from the United States that have gone all the way to Mexico. The President of the United States has sent troops all the way to Puerto Rico, four ships, naval ships, to help out in the refuge, hallelujah, to help out in the rescue over in the island. Now I say to you this, I have 10 minutes left on this hour. Wow, it's gone real quick. And if you find yourself that you are not in a refuge and you want to say, Pastor, I want to be found inside that refuge that is Jesus Christ, tonight is the time to call.
Yes.
Call us at 772-221-1100 and say, Pastor, I want to find myself in that refuge that you talk about, that is Jesus Christ.
En él está nuestra confianza.
In him is our confidence.
En medio de tanta confusión.
In the midst of all confusion.
Él es la luz de la claridad.
He is the light in our darkness.
Él es la paz.
He is our peace.
En medio de la tormenta.
In the midst of your storm, Jesus is
el
your peace.
Fuego.
He is the fire
que mantiene caliente al cuerpo.
That maintains you warm when you need to be warm.
Él es el pan de vida.
He is the bread of your life.
Aleluya, que te alimenta físicamente y te alimenta espiritualmente.
And he will feed you spiritually and he will feed you in your physical.
Él es tu refugio.
He is your refuge.
Él es tu refugio.
He is your refuge.
Recibe esta palabra en esta noche.
Hallelujah. Receive this calling. Receive this word now. In this time, Jesus loves you.
Aleluya. Y no te quites. Confía en el Señor.
Ella called me on the radio station. Not
yes.
Now, not on the phone. Hallelujah.
772-221-1100.
Pastor Ella called me on the radio station, okay?
Gloria al Señor. Así que en esta noche, lo que pedimos es que usted se vaya al refugio perfecto.
And tonight I want to say that in the midst of your storm.
Hay gente que escoge refugios equivocados.
This is the time to go into your refuge. But there are people that choose the wrong refuge.
Alcohol, drogas, como quieras llamarlo.
And they choose to be refuge in alcohol, in drugs. And things that are not of God.
Ese no es el refugio que yo te ofrezco en esta noche.
That I'm talking to you about tonight.
Ese es un refugio temporero.
This is a temporary and it's going to hurt you.
Que viene una tormenta.
That when it's a storm coming.
Y como el techo es de paja.
And when your roof is made of straw.
El viento se lo lleva.
The storm and the wind is going to take it away.
Yo te ofrezco.
I offer you.
Lo que él me ofreció a mí.
What he offered us.
Un refugio.
A refuge.
Formado y firmado en una roca.
And has been founded on a rock that is
Que vino el agua.
That the water came.
Que vino la lluvia.
That the rain has come.
Que se llevó todo lo que estaba
that
alrededor.
All the trees and everything around them has
Pero
been
mi casa,
destroyed. But my house.
Mi casa.
My house.
Estaba sobre la roca.
It's been founded on the rock.
Y no sufrió daño.
And has not been suffered by anything.
Y hasta el sol de hoy.
And up to today.
Él es y será.
He is my.
Mi refugio.
My refuge. My fortress. And we see that how God has blessed us. We see how God has been our refuge for so many years. And not just us. We have countless of testimony. Last week we had a young lady by the name of Bakisha McFadden, and we saw how God became her refuge when she was in her most lowest point of her life. God became her refuge, and we, hallelujah, we give you all the glory. How many people have founded, hallelujah, the refuge in Jesus Christ. We have so many people. We have our sister Barbara. She has found, hallelujah, refuge in Jesus Christ. We have found refuge in Jesus Christ. We have so many friends that have found Jesus, and that is their rock of salvation. Their house has been built on a rock. I have 4 minutes left. Call me and say, Pastor, I want to be found on thy rock. I want my foundation to be built on a rock. Llámame en este momento y dime, Pastor, yo quiero que mi casa sea fundada en una roca. Yo quiero que mi casa sea un refugio que es tú. Decirle al Señor, entra en mi vida. Aleluya, mi alma te adora. Decirle al Señor, el Todopoderoso, yo soy, aleluya, el que es. El que me salvó te quiere salvar a ti también en esta noche. Almighty God wants to save you. He wants you, hallelujah, to enter in his fortress. All you need to do is call. Call tonight and say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
Amen. aleluya.
Aleluya. El Señor ha sido grande. El Señor ha sido grande con nosotros. And we see in Habakkuk 3:19, and it says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength." God bless you. Who we have the pleasure to speak to you tonight? Can you say what?
Sure.
Pastor Ella?
No, it's her cousin, Bakisa.
God bless you, Bakisa. How are you? Your testimony has been beautiful. We have 3 minutes.
I just want to get on the line and encourage somebody, if they have not yet accepted Christ,
amen,
to accept him this night. He will accept you in any condition that you are in. That's just what he says. Come as you are. All ye who are, all ye who labor and who are heavy laden, he'll give you rest. So I just tell somebody tonight to accept Christ this night.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bakisa.
You know what it is to be on a rock of salvation. And I thank you for your blessing with your testimony. Amen. We have 2 minutes left. Amen. 2 1/4. Thank you, Sister Blessed. We're going to bring Sister, we're going to send that Bakisha once again so she can finish telling more of her testimony. So prepare yourself. Let us, hallelujah, let us continue with our message. Thank you, Bakisha. We love
you,
Sister.
And love you guys too.
Amen. Nice. Thank you very much. God bless you. We have 2 minutes left.
Algo particular que tiene el águila.
There's something particular that the eagle has.
Cuando la tormenta recia,
when the storm comes,
ella no vuela hacia el suelo, ni se mantiene en el suelo.
Doesn't fly down.
Ella abre sus enormes alas.
The eagle opens up his wings.
Y vuela a lo alto.
And it flies to the most highest place it can find.
Donde la tormenta,
where the storm,
no la puede afectar.
Can destroy the eagle.
Eso es lo que necesitamos, tener
this
esa fuerza como el águila.
Open your wings up tonight and say, "Lord, take me up to the most highest point that you can find where I can be saved in, hallelujah, in your fortress." Tonight is the night. Call us at 706, hallelujah, 414-5827 and leave us your petition. We will call. We have a minute left and we're going to say, Dios te bendiga. God is great. And we know what it is to be in a fortress. And that fortress is Jesus Christ. Again, we say, all those who want to call Jesus Salgado, his number is 407-749-6549 for your donations in Kissimmee. God bless you. God has been beautiful to us. We know what it is to be blessed and be found in his fortress. Oh, hallelujah. I praise you. Thank you. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who have listening, all those who have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Te doy gracias, Señor, por todo lo que tú has hecho. Padre, Señor, todo lo que han aceptado. Bendice a Puerto Rico. Bless Puerto Rico. Bless Mexico. And all those who are found at lost and they can find refuge.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Dios te bendiga a todos los que están escuchando. Tratamos mucho.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu familia. Dios te bendiga.